Hey, Jack.
I'm gay.
Oh my god, that is so funny. I'm also gay, I was gonna tell you.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And you're listening to Dating Straight.
Welcome to the pre-show.
Yeah, we don't have a song or an intro. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
How are ya?
You know, I'm actually doing pretty well.
Wow. What's that like?
It's really excellent. It's different from other people who are doing bad.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm having fun. I'm smiling every day.
Oh.
That's everything.
That's actually so sweet. Much.
Go off. Yeah. Welcome to the audio only pre-show.
Woo!
You made it.
Woo!
Thanks for listening to audio only. We need it. Please.
Yes.
Thank you.
The reason you're here is to make us more money. So I hope you feel good about yourself.
Come on, disclose personal information. Okay, so we're going to kick it off with some lesbian questions because we know that you love that.
Exactly, I love that.
Why do you love it? That's a good question.
I love lesbian questions because I am a lesbian.
That's the answer.
I'm always looking for answers, and I'm always trying to think of more questions. I'm just a total curious George.
Cool.
Okay. Kick it off. What percentage of lesbians are vegan? Are you vegan?
No. Percentage?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
I kind of want to say it. 10%.
What are you talking about?
What do you think? It's higher or lower?
99.99. You're the only one vegan at this point. 10%.
Yeah,
Jack,
you're wrong.
You really think it's that high?
I'm the person who wrote the question, so I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose my answer studying purposes. You know, like,
of course. Hadn't thought about that.
When you're doing research, you're not supposed to put your own opinions in the question.
Okay, gotcha.
But tell us anyway.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm thinking 30.
What? You guys?
What? Every lesbian you know is vegan.
Honestly, like, pretty much.
I think
at this point,
70% of the lesbians I know are vegan, but I think we have to consider LA lesbians are different.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, how often is your gaydar correct?
Oh, fuck. My personal gaydar? I'd say 50% of the time. I'm not super good at it.
Really?
Because I live in a dream world, so, like, in my head, like, any hot girl is lesbian for me a little bit.
For sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to be, like, somewhat lesbian, right?
So you're saying 100%?
It's 2020.
Like 100% of people are gay?
Yeah.
It's got to be. At least a slight bit. Right?
No? Yeah, I mean,
a slight bit of 100? Yeah, a slight bit must be because we are part of that.
No, I mean, like, a slight bit lesbian. Like, they got to be a little gay. Again, is this, like, LA that skewed this of me? Because everyone keeps coming out, and I'm like, oh.
No, but I do find that to be true also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that everyone's a little gay?
Yeah, everyone's a little gay, and I feel like at this point in my life, I'm 25, and, like, most of my college friends, it was, like, 40% were gay, and now we're kind of slowly moving up to 60%.
For sure, one by one.
Exactly.
Grace,
yeah.
Do you like Ellen?
Oh, that is such a complicated question.
You can skip.
We can skip. Well, I'll say I have liked Ellen, but I think she's really problematic right now.
Yeah, she's over.
Yeah.
But I will say the puppy episode of her show, I don't know if you guys have seen it. but it was like amazing. Of like
a sitcom show?
Yeah.
What, remind me what the puppy episode was, because like, I have seen it.
It's like the main episode where she comes out in it. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good.
Oh, fuck, I forget the actor's name, which is so lame of me. But
Ellen DeGeneres.
No. Ellen by Ellen. But it's like a really good episode, and I feel like it was super cool. Like, mm-hmm. at that time, it was like probably the only lesbian representation.
Well, it was like the first she was the first lesbian to come out on TV.
Right.
And then she like lost her whole career for us so that we could be here today.
And on YouTube.
But then she lost her career again just now.
Exactly. That's the thing.
During this pandemic.
Yeah.
And what is important to note, and a win for lesbians, is that it has nothing to do with her being lesbian.
No, not at all. In fact, she only lost her career among gay people. Mm-hmm. She's like completely thriving with the straights right now.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like how RuPaul has been canceled for like fracking, you know?
Right.
But like, we still respect the RuPaul who trailblazed.
Mm. Of course. Mm. And I'm still watching every season.
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Okay, how about one last one?
Please.
Okay, why are you gay?
Are these questions for me?
Yeah, I made them up.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I am gay because that's how God made me, Jack. And I'm gay because girls are so fucking hot, and, you know, I have nothing against men. I'm just not personally interested.
You have nothing against men?
That's crazy.
Oh my god, what a bold statement.
Yeah, what? Yeah, seriously. So bold.
Can you imagine I stand by it? I go, no, I mean it. Nothing against them. They're perfect.
Damn. Okay, thanks for listening to the pre-show. Listen every week on Spotify or
Apple
podcast app or the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack. Take it away, baby.
Now we start for real. For real, for real. Mm. Okay.
Awesome.
For real.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, guys.
How are ya?
Oh, you guys spoke at the same time, so I don't know who to answer.
So embarrassing.
I know.
So tough. Hey, Jack, please, you go.
Well, I was just going to say, it's so funny that we just did this intro because we actually just did another intro for the pre-show of our show.
That's correct.
That we are now going to be doing every week. So go listen on the Spotify app, the podcast app, wherever you listen to podcasts, audio-only pre-shows from now on because... we want to, and we answered all of your lesbian questions. So
very good.
And it was actually really good, and we actually talked a lot of shit in it too.
Yeah.
So it's like really cool. You don't want to miss it.
It's true.
Yeah. Thank you. please also rate, review. Seriously, we literally mean it. Like, please leave a review.
Yeah. We've been noticing that you haven't been leaving reviews. Mm. I'm going to say it.
How embarrassing for you. So you better. Also, Patreon, this next episode is going to be all about... Well, Jack... Okay, so Jack and I did shrooms for his birthday, like, last week.
Happy birthday.
So...
Thank you.
It's going to be a deep dive into our shrooms trip. So another thing you don't want to miss.
Absolutely. Subscribe to Patreon. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Grace. Anyway.
Hey, guys. Anyways.
So you're a lesbian.
That's correct.
Out
and proud.
Oh. Also, Grace, we've actually had like a really awkward encounter already via TikTok DMs.
That's correct. Well, I was really hyped.
Well,
you say awkward. Well, I say best. One of the best moments. One of the best things that's ever happened to me.
I saw you on TikTok and it was really funny. So I followed you, and then you followed me, and I was
that's correct.
My gosh! And then you said that you used to watch my videos. And that is the saddest, saddest. Why did you stop? Why Yusta? What happened?
No, and that's fair. That's a really fair question. So what it comes down to is I used to watch a lot of lesbian YouTube, as lesbians do. And then I stopped because I don't know why, but something went wrong with my brain.
Yeah.
Something wasn't awkward right in you. My heart. Really fucked up. I'm worse for it.
Seriously. I mean, I don't upload anymore, it seems like, so sure. It doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
But I spoke to Alexis. Yeah. Spoke to Alexis and she said that she had a similar interaction with you as well. So it's just really, really good.
Yeah, I also kind of gave her a backhanded compliment. So I'm all, but with Jack, I'm just like, I'm obsessed with you, Jack. You're perfect.
Thank you. Because men, still remember, because men.
Yeah, no, I have men. A weird thing of a hatred for women. I love men.
Listen to the pre-show to hear about that. Also, Grace, I know that we actually have a mutual friend.
I know.
It's a small world after all,
as they say. It really is. I went to college with her, and she's, like, one of my favorites.
That is awesome, because she is one of my favorites. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to my girl, Liv. Hey, Liv.
Hey, Liv.
Okay, so for those people listening who don't know you, who are you, please?
Totally. I'm a comedian, and you know, that's a vague term because I've made no money, but I plan to in the future.
For sure.
Thank you.
You should somehow monetize TikTok. You can do it.
Yeah, so I've actually made $2.60 off of lives. So I guess
you
I have
money
monetized.
From lives.
Yeah, people can send you gifts. That was a hard word for me to say right then.
So they sent you $2.
Yep,
that's so exciting. So you are a working comedian.
I'm a working comedian. I'm auditioning left and right, and I do stand up in normal times. But I don't know if that will ever even happen again.
Oh,
just based on Corona, remember?
So sad. Oh, it's very, very hard to forget. That's actually what, like, our catch-up is going to be. Coronavirus, it is blowing up once again. Well, honestly, it never stopped blowing up, in my opinion. Isn't it just getting worse and worse and worse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it in Chicago?
I think, like, pretty similar to other cities. It's just, like, it sucks that it's now summertime. And, like, in LA, it's, like, always summertime. But here, it's, like, we really don't have very much of it. So I think that is part of the reason. And just, like, fatigue that everyone is having. Where we're, like, no, I think that we've canceled Corona. But it's still out there roaring. Being a feminasty.
Yikes. Is, like... Are things closing down again? Is it over for you guys as well?
No. I mean, the restaurant, like, across the street is open and, like, everyone's on the patio.
Damn.
Yeah. It's fucked up. And I don't think that... I don't know. I want to go to a restaurant really bad, but I won't do it yet. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. That's ethics. Good ethics.
Thank you. That's on. I pride ethics. Myself.
So my catch up is I've already I accidentally, like, my tone was a yell. So I guess I yelled at a man about wearing a mask at the hike I was on. Although I promise it is a promise that it was an accident. I didn't mean for it to come off as aggressive as it absolutely did.
So what'd you say?
I walked by this man and I, like, furrowed my brow and he looked at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I, like, pointed to my mask and he's like, yeah, I can see you're wearing one. And then I turned around and I said, no, you wear one.
Wow.
So my approach today, I went on another hike and another, like, older white man who wasn't wearing a mask. And today I just, you know, pointed to my mask and he was like, what? And then I was like, wear a mask. And then he like, what do you call this? He went like this.
He shooed you.
Yeah, he literally shooed me. And then I was like, okay, okay. But listen, I have, it is zit city on my chin right now. Like if really? I had to have all these zits, everyone needs to. It needs to be a level playing field.
Mm. I agree. So. Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's the right mask to have that is, I'm just going to throw some words out here, antimicrobial. I don't know what that word means, but.
Okay.
But, like, I want it to be, you know, help my face, and I want it to actually protect me, because some of these masks are so thin, I don't know if they're actually keeping corona out.
You know, I think the masks, they don't keep corona out. That's why we all have to wear them.
It's to keep it
from getting to other people. No, really.
No, you're correct.
No, it's true.
Unless you wear an N95, but those are really uncomfortable.
Which one? Is that what doctors are wearing?
Yeah, and it like is like sucked to your face.
I see when you go.
Yeah, it's crazy, y'all.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
So
I don't want that.
Yeah, don't wear it. But you know, I was thinking about a mask that like gives you like steams your face while you wear it.
Ooh,
like a facial.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. I'm working on it.
I'm interested.
I also Googled, like, since last time I wanted to have a mask that says wear a mask on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find any. So
really?
Sad.
Make one.
Well, there was one that said like wear a mask, save a life, and that just was, I wanted it to be more straight to the point.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that is to the point, but, you know, didn't want it. Also, I keep thinking about going to Australia, but also Australia is also flaring back on up.
Sure.
So we're safe.
Not going. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Jack, how are you doing?
Well, I actually have been talking. Okay, look, back to gay.
Thank God.
Yeah. I've been talking to this guy. And he's like super. Thank you. Thanks,
Mazel
guys.
Tov.
Thanks.
Is he a nice
I'm
Jewish
coming out.
Mensch?
He's not Jewish, I don't think. But he is nice and he's cute and he's really funny and he's like intellectually stimulating and like philosophical and like he really makes me think.
Whoa.
This seems like your dream.
I know, but the problem is that corona, you know?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you guys, do you think we should A, have a virtual date, B, do it from like 10 feet apart at a park? Amy, I know you've done that and I would like to hear your experience, or like, what would Jesus do, you know?
Totally.
Grace, what do you think?
I'm Have pretty because
you, you're in a
I'm
long
in a,
distance,
yeah.
So you don't do.
I haven't seen her since February.
Aww.
Oh my God.
I know, but I'm seeing her in 2 weeks.
Really tragic.
I know,
okay,
it's pretty
good.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's bad.
But I'm really torn because I think if I were single, like, this would be the time where I'd be like, okay, I actually really need to make out with someone.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I still currently feel that, even in a relationship.
Yeah.
And so I think my thought is you should go on a virtual date that's like you each have a bottle of wine.
Right.
A whole bottle?
Yeah.
You each get fucking shit face.
I think that would be really fun because isn't that kind of what you would do in the real world? I mean,
but
not a bottle of wine, but
my rebuttal is
sure.
Then why don't we just like go to the park and each have a bottle of wine? You know,
because you're in LA, so like somehow you'll have to drive.
I'm in San Diego, but yeah, I'll have to drive.
Oh shit!
So what?
Yeah, you'll still have to drive.
I can drive. Oh.
What?
After a bottle of wine.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot about the bottle of
drunk
wine.
Driving.
Jack is like, I'm a really good driver, so it kind of doesn't matter if I'm fucking hammered or not.
I'm actually better driving when I'm drunk.
No.
Okay, so I think that if you are 10 feet apart and you like meet there and you have a beer. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's fine. I did that, so.
But you said it was horrible, and then you ended up not looking at each other and not being able to, like, speak to each other.
Oh, yeah, because then, yeah, because you know when you get to, like when it's make-out time on a date, and then, yeah. That happened, and then we, had nothing more to say, and then I just felt really awkward, and then I left.
Mm-hmm. See, I would hate for that to happen.
Jack, is there a world where you would both get tested for coronavirus beforehand?
No, because I live with my family. I live with my elderly parents. So there's no world. There's no world that will happen.
Okay.
Do you live there year round?
No, I live here because I lost my apartment.
Yeah. Woo! We clap again.
Yeah. I'm living.
That sucks, but yeah, I think the issue is that you live with your parents. The issue is not even coronavirus. It's kind of just, so I don't know. But also, online dating is so tough because, like, how long have you guys been talking?
Like, a week.
Okay, so that's not that long.
No, why?
But, like, well, because one time, like, the first summer I came out and I was on Tinder, I ended up talking to this girl for, like, an entire month, but, like, I went out of town.
Just on Tinder?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, texting.
Yeah.
But, and then by the time we met up, I, like, literally knew instantly that I was not interested.
Yeah. Yeah, hard to break
that
heart.
So that sucks.
And also, I think the longer you take, the more you, like, build up this idea of who they are in your head versus, like, who they actually are.
Exactly.
So.
Well, Jack, if you go on, I think that where I went wrong is that the date just was too long. If you just go for, you know, hour and a half tops, then get out of there.
Chug the bottle. Like, quick.
Yeah, chug it. Yeah. Don't sip it. Only chugs.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You each shotgun a beer and then you go home.
And then you immediately get in the car.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
I live walking distance from a park.
Everyone. Okay. So you should probably have a fun little picnic at the park. I think you have to.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Thanks.
You hang up. Bye.
I think we need to take a moment to pause and thank our sponsors for today. Because if you want to hear more about Amy's date, you will hear about it in this advertisement break. So thank you, Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company, and they have meals for you and me and Amy because they have meals for keto, paleo, balanced living, and plant-powered people.
Yes, that's me, baby. Plant-powered people.
We know.
So, I obviously also have said a million times I don't really know how to cook, but with Green Chef, I literally made the tastiest and easiest dishes. I made, like, enchiladas, which I've never made before, and it was so easy and so good. And I also made a tofu dish, get this, for a woman's.
What?
Ayo. No, like, don't judge me, please. We both got, you know, Corona tested before, whatever, but it was like, it was a really nice thing to do for someone else. So, like, Jack also cooked for his family, which was really nice.
I did.
And yeah, it's just definitely the easiest and tastiest meal kit delivery service that I've ever tried. So I would highly recommend giving it a shot.
1000%. I agree. It was super awesome. It's also super awesome, not just because it was tasty and easy, but because they also offset 100% of their direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box. So that's iconic because we love the earth. So
yeah, gotta love it.
I urge you to love the earth too. And
they I was just going to say that they do, like, all of the meal planning and prep and grocery shopping for you. So, like, you get the right amount of spices. You get the right amount of dressings. And it's just so, so easy and good and yummy. and definitely worked for me. Yes. I for sure will sign up for more Green Chef.
Yeah. So, be like Amy, use code DATING80 and get $80 off your first month and free shipping on your first box. Go to greenchef.com/dating80 to redeem and for more details.
Yeah, thank you so much, Green Chef. Also, wanted to say thank you to Dipsy for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. So, yeah, we actually talk a lot about mental health and physical health on our podcast, but we don't really get into like sexual health. Mm-hmm. So Dipsy is here to suit your needs.
Yeah, baby. make sure pleasure is, you know, at the top of priority right now. So Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. Then the stories are super relatable and immersive, so you feel like you're right there. Because I don't know about you, if you don't have a quarantine bae, you know, sometimes we're feeling a little bit absent from our sensual side, but not with Dipsy. And yeah, there's something for whoever type of person you're into, whatever type of thing you're into. If you're a freak, you do you, baby.
Yeah, it's super inclusive, which is like so good for us queer people. Yes,
and they add new content every week, so it never gets boring. So there's always something spicy for you on there. And yeah, it can heighten your intimacy, and it can also heighten your confidence. So it's great all around. So we have a little special offer for you guys, of course. For listeners of our show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/straight. That is a 30-day free trial when you go to Dipsy, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/straight. That's dipsystories.com/straight.
Yeah, and it's a completely free trial, so literally, why wouldn't you do it? Thank you so much, Dipsy, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast.
Grace.
Hey.
So, we wanted to know a little bit more about you and your journey to fame and riches. So, could you please let us know what was your first viral moment?
Okay, cool. My first viral video was, I think it was like November. I did an impression. It was like when the like Trump was like, I don't know, something was happening. Something was happening with Trump.
He was doing something bad. Yeah.
And so classic. I did an impression of a congressman, and it got, I don't know, maybe like 60,000 likes or something. So that was my first
on TikTok.
No, that was on Twitter, and which is where I've like had the most success, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess TikTok, kind of, but I'm still so new to TikTok. I literally don't even know how it works. But that was my first viral video, and then ever since then, I've had a few more, and they just keep going, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how it works when you're super famous.
Yeah. Like myself. Must be nice. Okay, so you grew up in SoCal. Mm-hmm. How was that? Did you grow up in LA?
Yeah, I grew up in like Santa Monica area.
Oh, so are you like a little shitty?
Am I a bad person?
Yeah, like a little.
I think like sometimes. I think totally. And I went to an all-girls high school. So there's a layer of bitch in me. How much can we curse?
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than that, for sure.
Cool. F-word is cool?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, please. I went to a fucking all-girls high school in a fucking Santa Monica, bitch.
But I feel like going to an all-girls school like really instilled like serious internalized homophobia.
Interesting.
Yeah, what do you know of people with opposite experiences?
Well, wouldn't you just be like, wow, I love it here, all these beautiful ladies? Were they weren't like woke girls at your all girls school?
No, I think people were like smart and like no one was like actively anti-gay, but like it definitely wasn't cool to be gay. And I've always been really concerned with being cool. And so those two were like a conflict of interest in high school because like there were two lesbian teachers who were just like so fucking lame and like really strict. So like my impression of lesbian was like lame and strict.
Yeah.
Damn.
Were there like gay students at your school or you were the only one?
There were.
But also you weren't gay in school, right?
I was not gay. No, I was like so obsessed with boys. Well, I said I was so obsessed with boys.
Yeah.
And there were like a couple lesbians in my grade, but also they were like super into like anime and stuff like that. And in my head, I was so dumb. I was like, well, I'm not into anime, so I'm not a lesbian.
When did you like feel like, okay, fuck, maybe I'm a lesbian?
Well, I knew always in high school because I was, A, watching lesbian YouTube constantly.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Shannon Beveridge was, I was just, like, obsessed with her. I thought she was the coolest.
I also was obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I know, right? And I was always watching, like, that lesbian episode of Skins, if you remember that.
I didn't watch Skins.
Oh my gosh.
Did they bone? Is that
what
happened?
There was one, like, specifically gay episode that I think I watched, like, over 100 times.
Oh my god.
But I remember.
Something was up.
I remember watching it and then turning it off and being like, that was really cute, but not me.
I accept it. Like,
yeah. It's really interesting. I like what they did cinematically.
When you say you were obsessed with boys in high school, what, like, did you have a boyfriend? Like, what was that like?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I think I was just, like, at my school, it was, like, we had a partnered boys' school. So it was, like, crush culture was just, like, huge, right? So it's, like, you had to have a crush, or I felt like I had to have a crush on someone always.
Mm-hmm.
I also, like, because I was so repressed, like, 100% lied so much about hooking up with boys and stuff like that.
Oh, I feel sucks. Like I also for sure did that.
Right. Yeah. And I remember the first time I like actually made out with this guy, I like kept wanting him to like give me a hickey. And because
you
it would
take it back to your lady.
Literally.
And like, see?
And so, I swear to God, he was giving me a bunch of hickeys. So then I like went back. We were at a party. I went back to my friends and was like, hey, guys, sorry I was gone. And they were like, yeah, no problem. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. I was over there with him. And they were like, cool, what were you guys doing? And I was like, well, I probably have hickeys. And they were like, you don't have anything. And I was like, that's interesting.
Wow.
I was definitely also like obsessed with boys in high school. But I couldn't have been because that's so gross. I mean, I made out with like I think every boy in the grade above me at one point.
Well, that's impressive and that's actually awesome.
Yeah, right.
And we need to celebrate that.
Yeah, it's good. But I also like straight up knew. I mean, I would watch anything Ellen did at all, and then I would watch The Real L Word. I don't know if you watched that.
Oh,
but that was
yeah.
Lesbian porn straight up, and I'd be like, I love this show.
That show was amazing. I was
amazing.
Obsessed.
I was like, I wanted Whitney Mixta to ruin my life
totally,
which like now I'm good, but at the time I was like, I'm obsessed with her.
Well, I never really watched The L Word because I think just, like, plot-wise, it seemed really boring to me. Like, I just could never get past, like, 4 episodes. And it was so
too.
Poorly produced.
Yeah.
But
yeah. No, I didn't watch it either. And we're the only two people that didn't watch it, I feel. Only two lesbians.
I agree. But The Real L Word was, like, super. I mean, it was just incredible storytelling. It was drama.
It was drama. I know like one of the producers on, there was like one particular scene where I think her name was Kelsey and Romy had like some elaborate scene.
Yeah.
And the producer was like, it lasted hours. We were just standing there like so awkwardly, just like watching them fuck for hours.
That's incredible. Was, like,
wow. Yeah.
But also like that skewed a perspective for me of like LA lesbians. Like that's what I assume you and your crew are doing.
And you're so right. Yeah. So accurate.
I'm the producer filming it all.
Who else did you watch on lesbian YouTube?
It was mostly, I would say, you, Alexis, Shannon. Wait, I want to say shout out to Alexis really quick because I just watched Rami. I've like been binging it and she's fucking incredible on it.
In that. Yeah, right.
Her part is so funny. Anyways, Cammy Scott.
I have a question.
What's up?
Did you also cry when Shannon and Cammy broke up?
I don't know if I cried, but I remember like, I forget what year it was, but I remember like texting people like, I can't believe this. Like, this is worst case scenario for the world.
Mm-hmm. We needed them. But yeah. Now we still have, like, Rose and Rosie are literally the last ones standing.
Oh, they're so fucking cute.
And that's it for lesbian YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, but I have a fun story about Shannon.
Oh, yeah?
Please.
So,
you went to a meet and greet?
No, can you imagine? No.
I can't imagine. Why not? I went to a Jenna Marbles meet and greet once.
Oh, my God. How was it?
It was awesome. She's so nice.
So one time my brother is like 3 years older than me. So he's like 28. And he texted me, do you know at Now This Is Living? And I was like, yeah, LOL, of course. And then he FaceTimed me and Shannon picked up and she was with Jess. And I was truly starstruck. In that moment, because my brothers, like, I didn't know at the time, but they're now friends.
Who's your brother? Do I
know
your
brother? He's friends with Ray.
Ray. Oh, Rachel?
Rachel.
Rachel Walker?
Yeah, my brother's friends with her boyfriend.
Gage. I totally know them.
Yeah.
Cage.
My brother's Jack. It's possible you have met him, but I'm not sure.
Wait, your brother's name is Jack?
But one time, there was a party at my brother's house, and I, like, asked him who was there afterwards, and it was, like, Virgo and, like, Sam were there. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And why is my straight brother friends with people who I consider famous lesbians?
Okay, so who was your favorite lesbian YouTuber? I say was, past tense.
Well, I probably watched mostly Shannon.
Yeah. I literally, like, also, the first time I met Shannon and Cammy, I went up to them and I was like, I love your videos.
Totally.
And that's how we became friends.
Yeah. So, Jack, what about you?
That's really hard. I'm closest probably with Amy.
Totally.
But now that she's
really
not
sweet.
A YouTuber anymore.
Yeah, I don't post videos anymore. I will eventually, I swear, for anyone who cares.
I mean, I also had a Shannon phase in my life, which is weird because like I'm not like Shannon is like this hot lesbian for me, you know, like that's not my thought process.
Of course.
But I don't know. There's something about her that is very mysterious, maybe. Alexis also has made leaps and bounds.
Absolutely. You know?
And I lived with Cammy. So, I mean, there's huge...
Right.
There's huge factors at play. And I'm going to say, I don't like any of them. Let's get into our next sponsor.
Thank you so much, Purple, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. So, Jack,
Yes, Amy.
Technology has improved just about everything from phones to cars to even shopping. And the mattress has been pretty much the same since the invention of sleep. But that is until now with Purple.
Yeah, you deserve better. And the mattress has evolved. So get on it, baby. And the secret is Purple, the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that adapts instantly to your body and its shape and your sleep style. So, you know, no matter how you sleep, it works for every body. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. And it's designed with over 2,800 open air channels, and it's made of naturally temperature neutral gel. So you'll never sleep too hot or too cold. I've actually been playing with this little grid right now, and you can tell that it's definitely never going to lose its shape, like how some other mattresses can like dip in the middle over time. This one for sure will not. It's certainly firm where I need it. And then if you like press in, like to mimic one of your pressure points, like your hips or your shoulders, then it definitely has like the give that you would need in it. So that's how you stay comfortably cool, comfortably firm.
Yeah, baby, comfortably comfortable. You can count on resting easy night after night, year after year, because like Amy said, it just won't sink or lose shape. And Purple is so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping and free returns and a risk-free 100-night trial. So make sure to experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/dating and use promo code dating. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/dating, promo code dating, for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, Purple.
Thank you.
Okay, so you also mentioned that you're in an LDR, which is the most lesbian move that you could have ever made. Did you like start off LDR or did it just so happen?
It just so happened. So we went to college together and I'm 2 years older. So we dated for a year, then we basically lived together for a year, and then I graduated.
Damn.
So then we did long distance for a year. Then we broke up for a year, and now we've been back together for a year.
Wow.
So back to jump straight back into long distance.
Yeah, which is like so goofy, but I just like, she's my best friend, so I had to.
That's sweet. So you broke up for a whole year and then go back together.
Yeah.
That is also very lesbian.
I know.
Breaking up and getting back together.
It is.
It's another hard hitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Community.
Yeah.
What is...
like.
What's the, like, difference? Like, do you... I mean, obviously you are apart, but, like, what about virtual dating? Like, does it feel similar?
I mean, I think we would both agree it mostly sucks, and we would like to be in the same city. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone's like, oh, I really want to be in a long-distance relationship. Like, that would be crazy.
Some people like it though. Like Mac, he was talking about how he loves to just be alone most of the time.
And that's fair. And also, like, we're both pretty busy and like have such different schedules. Like, she works a 9-to-5 and like I'm mostly performing at night. So it kind of made things easier. At least like I feel grateful for it, like in terms of my comedy career, because I think had we like lived in the same city, I wouldn't want to be going out to like do shows at night. I'd like want to be like hanging out with my girlfriend. So because we were long distance, it was like, well, I can't stay at home and just like watch TV with my girlfriend, so I might as well go to a show.
So are you moving to her in 2 weeks?
No,
okay,
so I'm moving to New York. I know, because it's the city. And I have to, and I'm obsessed. And she's in DC, so we'll be closer.
Does she have, like, do you have plans of one day we'll move to the same city, or it's
like,
you're
going to
keep moving to different cities away from each other?
Well, it's just, it feels tough when it's like we've been dating for so long and we are so young. So it's like any point of like move to the same city. Yeah, totally. Like she's from New York. So she'll probably move to New York or like maybe move to New York within a year or something. Mm-hmm. But like to move in with each other would seem like so crazy. I think, especially like knowing that like, we're gay and like we want to do that really bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, no, you gotta resist that urge for sure.
Because it, I mean, yeah, it's like, and we've already been together for so long. It would just suck to like move in and then like immediately be like, well, fuck. So we're trying to avoid conflict. I think
you should go from long distance to immediately moving. Well, you guys also live together already, no? Yeah, or you just like lived in the. How was that?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was so fun. It was college, so it was just, like, a total blast. Like, we were in a house with, like, five other girls, and it just rocked.
Oh, you weren't in, a sorority, though.
No, right? No. Oh, my God. That would have been a twist.
That would have been Shannon move.
True.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about sororities. Can you have a sorority with just seven people? Probably not, right?
Probably. In like Monsters University, they start their own.
And it's lesbians only. So yeah. It's really irrelevant. Okay, I want to know. So you've obviously consumed a lot of gay media. Yeah. So whose coming out story really made you cry?
Whoa. Of like anyone ever?
Yeah, please.
What the? That's such a hard question. I don't feel like anyone's coming out story has made me cry. If I'm being honest,
I would have to say yeah, same.
Right?
What?
Yeah, because I feel like they're usually like happy with. Not with the, like, necessarily the story, but, like, they're happy that they're, you know, gay now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a good thing, Jack. It's a good thing to be gay. And you should be proud.
I can cry and be good and gay. Like, true. I think it's actually more likely that I'm gay and I'm crying over a coming out story, you know? Like,
that's fair.
I don't know. I guess... Leave it in a 5-star review. Did you / do you cry watching coming out stories? Because I definitely frequently did it.
What? Whose coming out story did you cry about?
I used to follow YouTubers that were like, had like 100 subscribers that were like boys that just like came out, and I'd be like, oh my God, like they're living the fucking dream. And
oh, so this was when you were like 12?
Yeah. Yeah. I was probably like 13 or 14. And yeah, I mean, come on, none of you cry.
Jack's
okay,
also like a Cancer, very, very.
I was gonna say, but
boy.
I'm a Cancer too.
Oh,
when's your birthday?
June 30th.
Oh my God! Hey,
wait, when was yours?
July 5th.
Wow,
it's so that's awesome so beautiful. That you're here.
It's really special to be here, Amy. What are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a Scorpio? Yeah. Interesting.
I have to. I'm a triple Scorpio. So that means I'm like literally bad to the bone.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, probably a sex addict too.
Obviously.
We know
Scorpios have such a bad rap.
Well, I'm not mad at bad to the bone sex addict. Like, that's okay with me.
Sure. That's actually cool if you think
it's
about
better,
it.
It's better right? than, like, crybabies.
Yeah, probably. I know. Or, like, it's a bummer.
Two-faced Geminis, as they say. Mm.
Right. Mm. Yeah, Geminis have it really bad.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Count your blessings.
Right. Yeah.
What do you get? Are you into, like, the lesbian astrology of it all? Like, do you know your sun and your moon and rising?
I don't have them memorized, but I do have CoStar.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wait, you're shocked I don't have it memorized?
Honestly, yeah. Maybe Chicago is like a, I mean, I've never been there. Maybe it's a different place.
Well, I've only even been here like 3 years. Like, I don't feel like I am like a Chicagoan, but I like definitely pay attention to compatibility. And I think that's really fun.
Are you and your girlfriend super compatible?
No, and like almost hardly.
So you pay attention to it, you just choose to ignore it.
Yeah, like I think it's fun. Like one time I like made out with this girl, and then like I checked the next day our compatibility, and it says like can fall in love at first sight, and I was like, that is so true.
and you guys aren't together. So.
No, we really never totally spoke again. Was. But in my head, I was like, I thought she was so hot when I first saw her. So this is very accurate.
Wait. If you're not compatible, how do you stay together?
Well,
I actually meant like not compatible astrology-wise.
Yeah, okay. No, we are compatible together. Okay.
I see.
Yeah.
Like we're 100% classic, like that's my best friend. I love her so much. But on like CoStar, like we're mostly sad faces.
Oh. That's too bad.
You gotta delete it. Delete the app.
I know, it's pretty funny. It was definitely we got like CoStar came out when we were dating, and I remember like the moment we checked it and we were like, oh, this is really interesting.
I recently this boy I've been talking to asked me to take the 16 personalities test. You know that thing? Like
ENFJ or whatever.
Yeah. TMJ.
TMZ.
I know it.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I think that makes a lot more sense to me because it's like self-reported, you know, like.
So what are you?
Well.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah. I've changed throughout the years because I'm, you know, a human being that, you know, grows and changes.
Whoa.
What?
Thanks for sharing that.
So you're welcome. So I went from ENFP to INFP, which means I'm apparently an introvert, but it was 50-50. It was 51-49%. So I'm like, you know.
Oh, you're like, really, you're verse.
I'm an ambidextrous.
You're verse in terms of introvert, extrovert.
Just in terms of 16 personalities.
Yeah. So I wonder if you guys are compatible that way.
Maybe.
Not spiritually.
I know that I'm ENFJ. And I think she knows hers too, but I don't remember it. Amy, have you taken that?
I've taken it so many times, but I forget every time. Yeah. I know I'm introverted, but that's all I know.
It's maybe a really fun test.
Yeah.
Fun?
It is.
It's
not.
Like long.
It's not.
It's not fun. It's long, and I've taken it so many times. I need to just write it down. Like,
I think the results are like way cooler than astrology, though.
Yeah, I do. I agree. Cause like it's me. Like read astrology. Me for Phil.
Yeah, I guess it's both good.
Anyway, do you? Okay, Amy. When you are dating, do you check your compatibilities?
Like. Yeah, but that's more of like a fun, flirty moment. That's my way of being like, are we into each other? Because asking if you're compatible, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But then what if you are into each other and then it says like you shouldn't be?
Oh, I don't care.
Then no second date.
No. No, if you're like actually into the person, then literally who cares? Love.
Literally, Jack, take that to the grave.
Sorry. Yeah.
So think about that. So you had boy phases in high school. What? How did you come out? What was that?
I came out my.
Let's see if we cry.
Shut up. I look right into the camera and tell my story.
Yeah.
I came out like the end of my sophomore year of college. And so here's the thing. It was college. I was drunk all the time. So my memory is kind of blurry, but I remember my friend texted me and was like, hey, this girl thinks you're really hot. And I was like, I had been day drinking that day. And so by like 8 p.m., I was like, I got that text and it like just hit me. I was like, I'm a lesbian.
And everyone knows it.
Yeah, I guess.
And I remember, like, responding to my friend, like, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard. You're the first person I'm going to tell. I'm a lesbian. I think it was just, like, I needed, like, confidence of knowing someone was into me to, like, be able to admit to myself that I could come out, which is really lame, but I think accurate.
So you came out via text.
So that was just how I came out to my beautiful self. And then that summer, I, like, was on Tinder and stuff, and I told, like, my close friends. And then that fall, I was dating this girl and then told my mom. Like, I think I shot a text to my family.
Mm. Like, hey, heads up, by the way.
Or wait, fuck. I kind of remember calling my mom, maybe. I don't remember. But it was, like, always in, like, I just kind of wanted everyone to know. Like, I didn't like the idea of, like, a coming out event. Like, that really scared me.
Seems unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. But people do it.
Were they surprised or they kind of got your vibes?
I would say, I don't know. My friends were like, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. and my guy friends were like, this fucking rocks, Grace. Fuck yeah. And but I would say it was, like, pretty obvious always. And, you know, obviously looking back, it was like I was always so, like, I mean, I was, like, more butch when I was, like, six than I am now.
Yeah, it, like, seemed, I mean, I would be like, hey, I have something to tell you, everyone said, are you pregnant? And
I was like, oh my God, no. Funny.
Yeah. I was like opposite. Literally obsessed with Ellen since I was 13 and like, and loved Pink as well, which I know she's not a lesbian, but like huge, huge gay vibes in totally. My opinion. Wait, how do we wrap that up? That's so great that you came out. We are so proud of you.
Thank you guys so much. I finally feel comfortable now that I'm talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Jack, we have that effect. How on are people. You
teary-eyed at all? Mm-hmm.
No. Actually don't know if I'm not, this is, I hope this isn't controversial. I don't know if I've ever cried at a lesbian coming out. Because I just, it wasn't who I am, you know? Like,
you, I couldn't hear a single thing you said for some
reason. Yeah, did you hear freezing. That? So okay. I can't tell if you said something serious or like completely sarcastic.
I love that we were both just like, I was kind of waiting for you to say something so that I could jump back in, but actually didn't hear that.
Hello?
So.
Hi, yeah, you're hi. Back.
No, I can, it was just like that one sentence that I simply missed.
I said, I don't cry at lesbian coming outs, only gay ones.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Oh,
okay. That's really good. Cool. So you also hate women. Is that mm-hmm. what you're saying?
No, I only hate lesbians is what I'm saying. I love women.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm kidding, everyone. Love lesbians. I love them. Love you guys. Love you. Yeah.
Thank you. Here's one thing I want to say, though, Amy, is when you first came out, did you come out as lesbian or as bi? Because I came out as bi.
I came out as lesbian.
That's so cool.
And I also came out before I had even, like, kissed a girl.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how lesbian I am.
So. That fucking rocks.
Yeah, it was, you know.
You were lesbian.
I had to.
let it show that Amy is twice as gay as I am because of that. I was bi for like 3 months and that was just like a hilarious lie.
I didn't even like, I knew that men weren't the ticket.
Totally.
So, even though I made out with many, many men in my day.
Right. And again, that's this awesome.
Sucks. Blows.
Yeah, you can do
no
both.
It didn't even suck, I felt nothing. I was like, this can't be it.
Yeah, I mean, I have had sex with multiple men and that's something that is really cool about me, but I remember like the first date I went on with a girl, like physiologically, I felt more on that date than I did, like, having actual sex with men.
No, for sure. And that's,
and that's science.
A lesbian. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also had, like, friends being like, if you're a lesbian, you can tell us. Whoa. I'd be like, what? No? What are you talking about? Yeah. Absolutely not. I had a friend that in high school that literally called me lesbian. Like, that was her nickname for me. They'd be like, ah, that's so funny.
Whoa.
Anyway. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was so funny. No, honestly, like, I wasn't offended. I was like, okay. I wonder if
you see right through me.
Yeah, yeah. Am I translucent?
Yeah.
So now, let's get into some advice questions. Mm-hmm. Grace, we know you are prepared for this with your advice questions in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I will read the first one.
Fabulous.
How about that?
Cool.
Yes. Okay. Also, Jack, just so you know, your Wi-Fi is a little off.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
Oh my god.
I wanted to let you know as a friend. We can hear and see you. It's just choppy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, just trust that I'm saying jokes.
Okay, totally. Okay. We'll laugh just like every couple minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm like getting the gist of what you've been saying. Honestly, since we began this podcast today. So.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. It's fine.
Okay. First advice. I have a question. Am I too obsessed with LGBT people? Mind you, I'm straight, at least so far, and I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year, but for some reason, everything gay that crosses my path, I just can't help but eat it up. Even my boyfriend will clock me for that. Is this written by Megan Rinks?
Okay. Someone, that's the next
whether
line.
It's, oh, whether it's TV shows, movies, on YouTube, I'm up for all of it. I know one of your guests shared that the same obsession with lesbians, but like, as two gay people, do you find it weird when straight people get super into your whole community? I promise I'm not straight trash. I'm a very good ally and defender of the gays, and I'd get it coming from your perspective if you find it weird. Some of us might look at you as trendy or something like that. I don't know. I might be talking out of my ass, but anyways, love ya. XX.
Interesting.
I personally am like not offended, and I feel like the more the merrier. But also, I totally understand if people are like, get out of our culture, you know?
Yeah, my whole thing is like, is it possible she's bisexual?
Sure.
But I'm definitely not offended.
Anything's possible. Yeah.
Right.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. I'm also not offended by allies because I feel like, you know, when we were younger, like, you needed the allies. Must. Mm-hmm. And then now, like, what do we do with them? We just kick them to the curb?
Well, I would say the biggest issue with allies would be, like, straight women obsessed with gay men.
Yes. Like, looking at a gay man as an accessory vibes.
Right.
That's not it.
But that's not what, like, she's saying. So, interesting.
No, that's not what she's saying. Yeah, she's not like, I want a gay best friend because that's the coolest thing.
Exactly.
She's like, I love TV shows, movies, and YouTube that is gay.
Yeah.
And, like, me too. I get it.
Yeah, I agree. I really do agree with her.
Points were made. Anyway, as long as you're, like, being a good person, please enjoy.
I mean, I'm still fascinated. Opinion. And I'm still, like, are you attracted? Because she says, like, obsessed with lesbians specifically. And I'm, like, I do wonder if there's attraction.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just curious. I want to follow up.
Look within. Are you attracted to lesbians? And then let us know. Send us another email.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys looked at me last time like I was crazy, so can you not hear me?
Yeah, you said something and I missed it. So yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to read the second one.
I'll read it in my head along with you, so I don't have to listen to what you're saying.
Hi, Amy, Jack, and guest. So here's what's up. I am 23 and I just came out and I've had no experience dating or hooking up with girls. But honey, I am ready. I was just going through Tinder one night and saw this absolutely gorgeous woman who is, I think, is funny too because she had a photo of Destiny's Child in her profile as well. Anyway, I accidentally swiped left and then cried. But then I tried to find her on Instagram because I remember her name and we live in a small country, so I thought it would be easy to find her. It was not, so I was like, okay, not meant to be. But then, the next night, I was drinking with my straight friends, and as we left our friend's house, she was there in the alley. It was her.
No way.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I started gay panicking, of course, and the fact that my friends started taking photos for Instagram did not help. But then, the people who were there, or who she was with, started taking photos as well, and I did a brave thing of telling them to go where we took the photos because it was better lighting. And they said, come take photos with us. I yelled at my friends. Oh, not I yelled. I yelled at my friends to drag their asses out of the car to take this photo as it was happening. And as it was happening, the gorgeous girl came up to me and said she has seen me somewhere. Gay panic was going through the roof. She was even prettier IRL. We chatted for a couple of seconds, and it turned out she had seen me in my friend's video, which is good because I was very funny in it. And then we went our separate ways. I could not stop thinking about her, and then finally I found her on Instagram and asked her where the group photos went. We followed each other after, but that was it. And now I want to bump into her again and ask her out, but I'm scared that maybe she's not attracted to me at all, and what I thought was a sign from the universe was maybe the universe just fucking with me. Help.
Whoa.
You don't have to bump into her to ask. If you follow each other on Instagram, just like,
do it.
You know. Yeah, slide on in there.
Wait, that is a really fun story. And
yeah, that's cute.
Amy, you're right. Just ask her out through DM. Easy.
Yeah, no need to bump. Wait for the next bump in.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But really cool that you bumped into her. That is a sign from the universe. Take it as that.
That's absolutely fate.
Yeah.
Okay, fun. Jack, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for giving me the space to speak.
Seriously.
I agree. Ask her out. It's not that scary. Just do it. And yeah, you can't wait for another sign from the universe after the universe already gave you the sign. That's just
a big sign also. Yeah.
Like take what you get and, you know, run with it.
Or just like even respond to one of her stories or something.
Oh yeah.
You know? Keep it casual.
And if she says no when you ask her out, then block her. Like, you won't see her again, I bet. So awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. Also, Instagram is like the easiest way to start talking. Because you're right. You can like photos. You can reply to stories. You can just straight up DM.
Mm-hmm. Engage.
Send a meme.
Exactly. Send a meme. Send a post. Meme. Send a hilarious post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Should I go?
Nail it, please.
Hi, Amy, Jack, and guest me. So I've been romantically talking to this girl for almost 7 months, but we're not dating yet. Emphasis on yet. We've talked about it, and we both want to, but I don't think either of us know what we're waiting for. Between being in school for part of our talking and not seeing each other during quarantine, things were a little whack. We're both very happy, but who talks for over 6 months and doesn't date by now? LMAO. The worst part is that we haven't kissed yet either. And that may be the thing she's waiting out for, but I'm not sure. Neither of us are the talking about our feelings type, so I doubt she'll formally ask me to date. I guess it's up to me, but what do you guys think? P.S. I tried to keep it short for Amy because I relate to not wanting to read out loud. Thanks and love you guys. As the reader, I also really appreciated that.
What do you guys think? I feel like you kiss first before you ask her out.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, maybe
it depends on how old they are.
Like, I was getting that too.
Because if they're, like, 15, then maybe it's, like, it would make more sense that you, like, would be girlfriends but not have kissed. But if you're, like,
yeah,
you know, older than that, I'm kind of, like, I'm kind of, like, kiss. Wait,
I also think they must kiss before. Actually, I'm putting in a firm
foot down.
Because I have had some dates where I like thought they were cool, and then as soon as we kissed, I was absolutely unattracted. So I think you've got to suss it out first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, suss it out more. If you know that she's like afraid of talking about real stuff, then just, you know, you do it. Take the reins.
Right. I agree. We did it. We answered all gay questions. Yes, we did.
Grace, thank you so much for coming on our podcast. Absolutely.
This was so fun. Thank you guys so much for asking me.
Oh my God, of course.
We asked you out.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at G Kuhlenschmidt. It's really hard to spell, but you're just going to have to figure that out.
Okay, thanks for listening. I'm Amy Yodman.
I'm Jack Dodge, and this is Dating Straight.
See you next Tuesday.